like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brook, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Carolyn, do you recall this? I'm reaching my best if used by date.
You always come out with these, like, you're trying to stump me. Let's just reveal it. We are talking about this movie called The Sessions.
Yes.
And it stars the newly Golden Globe nominated John Hawks.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. And Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
Outright. I thought this movie was delightful. It's about a man in his 30s named Mark O'Brien who had polio, and he is confined to an iron lung, basically. He only has movement of his neck. He is sick of being a virgin. He consults his priests, and he decides that he is going to reach out to, I guess, a sex therapist.
Yeah, they call it a surrogate.
Played by Helen Hunt. She treats this relationship with Mark O'Brien. It's a therapy session. She teaches them how to experience something that most 36-year-olds would have.
Well, you mentioned he's in an iron lung.
He can't. He has no motion.
Right. She is nude in part of that film. She's fully nude. So this is the only time you're going to see a major star like that so casually and so rightfully naked.
And this is what I was really anxious to talk to you about, this because I forgot how naked she was throughout the movie. Because it doesn't matter. And usually it doesn't fit the story. In this case, it's like, it's so well done. I mean, I cried. The story is touching.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. It really is about a man learning so much about who he is, about letting go, about life, about death, about love.
This is not a story about a man in an iron lung. This is a story about a man who is being introduced to the beauties of sexuality that lead to an intimacy that goes beyond sexuality. Your point about her being naked is simply partly metaphorical, just the way that bath, when she was being introduced to Judaism,
right,
is there to cleanse, to purify, to take away all of the ornaments that popular culture put on sex and put it in its right order. Any sophisticated viewer who goes to this film knows that it's much more than about a surrogate who is servicing a man who has never had sex. In fact, I think this is the least sexy and yet the sexiest movie of the year.
You nailed it. I mean, it's, no pun intended, it's intimate, it's touching.
Yeah.
It's about love. His entire life has been an outcast.
He has 3 to 4 hours a day when he doesn't need the lung.
Right. And he depends on this 3 to 4 hours to give him all the life he needs just in that short amount of time.
It is not maudlin. It is completely endearing. And it is funny. He says, "I believe in a God with a sense of humor. I would find it absolutely intolerable not to be able to blame someone for all of this."
This is one of many moments where you are going to find yourself laughing when you see this. And it really will give you insight into people who deal with, and it's so weird, I don't even want to call it a disability, because I think, and this is based on a true story, this man's situation created all these beautiful things.
Sure.
The Sessions is a movie I really think everyone should go see. It's funny. It's sweet.
And there are other topics here, too. He's a strong Catholic. When our character asks him, you know, "Father, should I do this? I'm thinking of getting a surrogate," and so on. Father Brendan says, "I have a feeling that God is going to give you a free pass on this one. Go for it."
And that's what's so great, too, because this relationship between William, the character played by William H. Macy, the priest, I loved it. What's your grade? Give me your grade, John.
My grade is an A-.
Ah, this might be the first time you and I agree.
Okay. The ending was a little less than what the rest of the movie was. And I can't fully explain that to you. I thought the movie had lost something as we got toward the ending. Yes, otherwise it would have surely been an A for me. What about you?
Go see it, and you'll see what we're talking about.
And you will not see a sexier movie this year. It's Movie Time is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics, with perennial Christmas season favorites on screen every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brook. Listen to the shows, read reviews, log on WCBE.org. Getting paid for doing what?